You're listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Thursday, August 29th. TAMU students will have the chance to learn how to become involved in campus activities. iWeek starts Monday, September 2nd and ends Thursday, September 5th. Information tables will be set up at the Student Center Rotunda from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, applications for Freshman Leadership Organization, Sophomore Leaders Involved in Change, and Leadership TAMU are due Monday, September 2nd by 5 p.m. TAMU announced a new university registrar and a series of promotions for the Division of Student Success. Dr. Minita Ramirez, Vice President for Student Success, announced the addition and the changes. We are pleased to name Juan Gilberto Garcia as our new university registrar. Garcia's experience and passion for TAMU and our students makes him the perfect person for the position. His success and experience with scheduling, advising, records, data mining and technology will help the office continue to expand its services. His vision for the growth and development of personnel and students will help us define areas of need and adjust adroitly, Dr. Ramirez said. Ramirez shared the additional promotions. Shaby Fisher, part of the university for the past 9 years, has been named Director of Recruitment and School Relations. Gerardo Alva, affiliated with the university for the past 13 years, has been promoted to Associate Vice President of Student Affairs, supervising recreational sports, student conduct and community engagement, student orientation, leadership and engagement, and student health services. Miguel Treviño, associated with TAMU for the past 8 years, is now Director of Student Orientation, Leadership and Engagement. Mayra Hernandez, part of TAMU for the past 4 years, will be Director of Student Conduct and Community Engagement. Araceli Hernandez, associated with TAMU for the past 5 years, will be Director of Student Counseling and Disability Services. For more information on the Division of Student Success, visit tamu.edu/student-success. As TAMU students return to class this week, they'll be returning to a university ranked in the top 5% nationally of master's universities in the survey conducted by Washington Monthly Magazine for its 2013 college rankings. TAMU is the only A&M system campus in the ranking's top 100. TAMU's ranking, 23 out of 684 institutions, is based on the university's contribution in three broad categories: social mobility, which is recruiting and graduating low-income students; research, and that's producing cutting-edge scholarship and PhDs; and service, defined as encouraging students to give something back to their country. TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck noted the ranking is also up 18 points over last year's 41 ranking. He said, "This ranking, like last year's, shows that every day our students, faculty, staff, and partners bring to life the mission of this university, to help the people of our city and region to realize their infinite possibilities. Being recognized in this way for doing just that is something we can all be proud of." The Washington, D.C.-based Washington Monthly covers politics, government, culture, and the media with a special focus on the Beltway. For more information on TAMU's ranking, visit Washington Monthly's dedicated site at washingtonmonthly.com/college_guide/rankings2013. And for more information on these stories and to visit our online calendar, visit us at tamu.edu, where you can also download our mobile app.